Holy Spirit again and again has impressed upon my heart that the devil overplayed his hand last year. It's over. He's finished. Your harvest, your great harvest of hope, it's almost here. And I decree and declare to you that 2021 is your year of peace. If I was to give you an assignment, that assignment being to conduct a survey, men and women, concerning their greatest heartfelt desire, I think I'm pretty confident that most of those responses would be very, very similar, and somewhere in them would be the overarching desire of hope. Now, with their Wall Street executive, maybe a Nebraska homemaker, maybe a carpenter from Oregon, it's all the same. Hope for today, hope for their children, hope for a better tomorrow than they're existing in today. Hope is not a commodity that can be bought or sold on the open market, because hope has an exclusive source. His name is faithful, true, the hope of glory. That same wet water walker who announced, "I am Alpha, I am Omega, the first, the last." You know his name. His name is Jesus. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has already prepared for those of us who love him. Your Bible says, if earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more has our good Father prepared for you and for everybody you love? Now, if you go on, you add to that promise, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, which says this, before you were formed in the womb, God knew you. Some folks like Jeremiah are born bearing their purpose. Others, like Esther, have their purpose prevailed upon them. The great apostle Paul embraced his purpose in an epiphany on the Damascus Road. A whole lot of other folks are like me, many of you. We fulfill our purpose through a series of seemingly insignificant events that just lead us to the fulfillment of our promise and our purpose. Your harvest of hope has already been prepared. I need to reiterate that. It's already there. I want you to protect it like the precious treasure that it is. I'm placing intercessors at the front and at the rear. You know, if not for a praying mother, Mother Parsley, my purpose may have never, ever been realized. I remember a day very, very clearly on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. My family and our pastor were rushing to pray for one of my first cousins. Her name was Karen, and she had at that time an incurable disease called Hodgkin's. It was late that night for us to be out. It was 11 o'clock in the evening, late evening. We were approaching the corner of Parsons Avenue and Williams Road. That means nothing to you, but something to me. We ran out of gas, which used to be a lot more common than it is today. And there happened to be a filling station across the road and across the other intersection. So I walked with our pastor. I felt like such a grown-up man to get some gasoline. After filling the can up, it was time to cross back across that busy intersection again, a traffic light intersection. And the traffic light was good, but I didn't realize, being that young, that the traffic in the lane I was about to cross was stopped not because of the traffic light, but because someone was about to make a left turn. I stepped between those still cars and right into the oncoming traffic. I remember seeing those headlights. I remember a car racing toward me. It struck me at over 40 miles an hour. I turned three somersaults in the air and landed on the back of my neck and head. Well, my precious mother was watching from our stranded car. She witnessed the whole thing. She tore out of that Ford LTD like she was running from a fire. She rushed to my side. I opened my eyes. I said, "What happened?" I stood up. I brushed my Levi's blue jeans off, almost as though nothing had happened. It was as if someone had picked me up in slow motion and laid me down on a feather bed. It was actually an asphalt highway. Many years later, I was like many of you at a place in my life where hope was lacking, to say the least. Hopelessness was an unwelcome visitor at my door. And I sat in my car, and God took me back to Parsons Avenue and Williams Road. And God said to me, "I have a purpose for you, and you will finish your course." Ha! If it takes angels to intervene, God will get you to your purpose. Our Heavenly Father has prepared a life for you and for me, and we will not be detained from our destiny in God. Did you hear that prophetically today? The commands, the promises of heaven are not bound by time nor distance. Long before the birth of our sacred Savior, David wrote in Psalm 16 concerning him, "It is not possible that death should hold him. I will not leave his soul in hell, nor suffer him to see corruption." On the third day, the mighty Son of God left that borrowed tomb, defeated death, hell, and the grave right on time. Not a moment early, not a moment late. God has always, hear me, God will always, forever, deliver with a power that abides in a seed. You see, Jesus was God's harvest in seed form. Because of sin, Adam, all the human family, had lost fellowship, separated from God. A blood sacrifice was required, a lamb. This holy season is that one singular time each and every year when we honor the Lord Jesus Christ, who became our Passover lamb, a lone sacrifice to wash away the sins of many. 36 years ago, I knew nothing about Pesach, Passover. I had no idea that it was one of only three times every year where we're commanded. We're not asked anything about it. It is a command. And you remember this. The commands of God are not optional. The commands of God are not flexible. That we are commanded to appear before God three times a year. And in the same declaration, God reminds us not to come before him empty-handed. Well, the revelation that God gave me would not only change our local church, it would change my family, it would change everything in my life. And now, by reason of sacrifice, according to God's word, millions and millions around the world are having their lives changed by that one revelation. Here it is. Here's what the Holy Spirit of God said to me 36 years ago. This one time, said he, each year. I want you to celebrate that I, God, sowed my very best seed at the cruel, angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary. I want you to celebrate that I, God, gave my best by you trusting me and giving your best, and then believe me for a mighty resurrection power and anointing to be on the seed you sow. I want to invite you to do what so many hundreds of thousands have done over the past 36 years. I want to invite you to celebrate by sowing your very best resurrection seed, honoring God, and allow me to covenant with you. Allow me to believe God for you, that your seed, your resurrection seed, will produce the most mighty harvest of miracles you could imagine and beyond what you could imagine. Now, many, many folks this time of year follow the original revelation God spoke to me, which was to urge folks not to just give a tithe, 10% that week of the weekly increase, but rather to trust God this one time every year by sowing the entire increase. And God said, see what I will do. Wow. 36 years ago, I can still hear it as clearly as I could then. Now, you may be led to give one day's increase, or perhaps a $100 seed. It's not equal giving, it's equal sacrifice. The past 12 months have been, to say the least, very uncommon for every one of us. And an uncommon need requires an uncommon seed. Did you hear me? An uncommon need requires an uncommon seed. Now, I can give you firsthand testimony. I can attest to the uncommon power that is released by the faith required to sow a $1,000 resurrection seed. Sown in faith, released toward God with great expectation. That seed contains a harvest beyond what you could ever ask or think. Now, I have some amazing ministry resources to share with you for every resurrection seed gift sown. But I have, for those of you who take that uncommon step of faith to sow an uncommon $1,000 seed, I have something very, very unique to share with you. So please, listen closely right now. I was inspired many months ago that more people this year would be led by the Holy Spirit to sow a resurrection seed of $1,000 or more than ever in the 36 years of this prophetic word. So I went about and created the finest thank you gift I have ever made available to you. I've personally visited with some of the greatest Amish woodworkers in the world. I asked them to handcraft a beautiful red oak family altar just for you. It's inspired by my own personal altar at home. It's so beautiful. I know you'll want one for your home, maybe one for your office as well. It's truly heirloom, handcrafted Amish quality in red oak. Call now. Call with your resurrection seed celebrating what Jesus did for you of $1,000 or more and reserve your altar. Oh, you're going to love it. And you can also sow your resurrection seed of one day's increase, one week's increase, or your very best seed by just writing to me or by going to that secure website, rodparsley.com. But now don't delay. Resurrection Sunday, that's April 4th.
Call now and sow your very best resurrection seed by Sunday, April 4th. Many have already sown their Passover resurrection seed of 1 week's increase. Honor that God gave his best on Calvary by giving your very best. For your generous resurrection seed of $100 or more, you'll receive your Harvest of Hope. This inspiring five-message series reveals that 2021 is your year of peace, victory, provision, and blessing. As a bonus, you'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's new book, One Hope. It's easy to read, and each chapter guides you from fear into our one great hope. Plus, this golden replica of the Old Testament brazen altar. Dr. Parsley has been impressed by the Holy Spirit to prepare a unique thank you gift for those who will sow an uncommon seed of $1,000 or more. Created by some of the world's greatest woodcrafters, this handcrafted red oak prayer altar will be the focal point of your home or office. Inspired by Dr. Parsley's personal altar, you'll find the heirloom quality craftsmanship is exceptional. As always, it's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice that's the key to your resurrection miracle. Hundreds of thousands have experienced the supernatural power of a seed and witnessed miracles of salvation, healing, financial breakthrough, and more. Please call, write, or log on to sow your resurrection seed before Sunday, April 4th.
Well, now, resurrection season has always been marked by more miracles and supernatural answers to prayer than any other season of the year. One of the hallmarks of this ministry is our willingness to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. This year, God has spoken to me to establish a 21-day fast leading up to Resurrection Sunday, and I sure want to challenge you and invite you to be a part of it. To help you along the way, I've got a brand new day-by-day guide that you can download today or just request your free copy. It's my free gift to you, so make sure you get yours today.
Experience the miraculous power of resurrection season in your everyday life with Dr. Rod Parsley's powerful new gift to you, 21-Day Resurrection Fast, Spirit, Soul, and Body. This day-by-day guide focuses on the resurrection power of setting aside the temporal and seeking God's eternal presence. Start your journey right away by downloading this free gift today or call, and we'll send you 21-Day Resurrection Fast, Spirit, Soul, and Body.
Well, here's what I believe. A very, very unique anointing is being deposited into your spirit as you lock in and lock on to the truth, to the revelation that I'm sharing with you today. It's time to hope again. The great psalmist of Israel shouts it out of Psalm 130 and verse 5. I love it. This is why I wait upon you, God, expecting your breakthrough, for your word brings me hope. Now, 2020 may have deferred your hope, but the Holy Spirit again and again has impressed upon my heart that the devil overplayed his hand last year. It's over. He's finished. Your harvest, your great harvest of hope, it's almost here. And I decree and declare to you that 2021 is your year of peace, your year of victory and provision, your year of blessing. You will no longer peer around every corner looking for some hope. I know I don't look 36 years old. But that prophecy came to me 36 years ago. I can take you right now, if you were here, to the very spot where one word from God, this word from God, opened up a harvest of hope that is still overflowing. Do you hear me? 36 years later. Now, at that time, I wasn't hopeless, but I was honest with God. That's some place you need to get. You need to get to that place, being honest with God. I had my Bible open at Malachi chapter number 3. I was poring over every word. Now listen closely, because if you get a hold of this truth, it will forever change your life. You should share this program with everybody you know. It's better than gold. It changed my life completely. I wouldn't be here in front of you without this word. Here it is, Malachi chapter 3, you know it. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now. Herewith says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, there will not be room enough to receive it. Well, I looked around my little third floor bachelor apartment. I was using a TV tray for a desk. Let me say it this way. I wasn't living in overflow. I loved God unquestionably. I served Him with all my heart. I had been a tither since I was 8 years old. Now listen closely. I'm about to give you a prophetic word that will produce a topos. That word means a positioning of opportunity in your life. If I knew then the power of the word that God was about to give me in that little bachelor apartment, the thing wouldn't have contained me, I promise you. The prophetic word that you need right now is available through the power of an understanding of God's kingdom and seed time and harvest. God gave me an instruction, very simply. My simple, faithful obedience to that instruction has released for 36 years now the miraculous power of a seed, not only in my life, but in the lives of multiplied millions around the world. Here it is. This one time every year. Ask the people to respond in agreement with one voice, with one heart. Tell them it's a time of celebration that I, God, gave my best, my only son on Calvary. I gave a son to reap a family. Do you get it? God sowed a son to reap a family. God said, tell the people to honor him by giving their very best resurrection seed and watch the resurrection harvest that I will supernaturally release in their lives. Now that prophetic word is your topos, your position of opportunity for the greatest, most miraculous intervention of God in your life. So many, hundreds of thousands, have experienced supernatural miracles after the faith required to sow in celebration of God's sacrifice of His own Son, 1 week's increase. Now, I don't know what your seed should be. I don't know that. I'm not presuming to know that. But don't make your decision, I know this, by looking back, especially at 2020. Here's why. God's already given you a future. He brought you out of 2020. You've already been in your past. It wasn't worth staying there. So you moved on forward. And you can begin with a supernatural power already resident inside a seed. It's where your harvest of hope comes from. Listen, for your resurrection seed faith gift of any size, I've got a brand new book for you. It's entitled One Hope. And believe me, it will bring God's hope into your situation. Act now. Act on this topos, this position of opportunity from the Lord. Call now. Sow your very best resurrection seed. Pick up your phone or just log on at rodparsley.com. And let's celebrate during this resurrection season. Now don't delay. I'm going to join with my intercessors and pray over your seed on Sunday, April 4th, Resurrection Sunday. Let you and I believe together for the greatest harvest you've ever seen.
Call now and sow your very best resurrection seed by Sunday, April 4th. Many have already sown their Passover resurrection seed of 1 week's increase. Honor that God gave his best on Calvary by giving your very best. For your generous resurrection seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Your Harvest of Hope. This inspiring five-message series reveals that 2021 is your year of peace, victory, provision, and blessing. As a bonus, you'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's new book, One Hope. It's easy to read, and each chapter guides you from fear into our one great hope. Plus, this golden replica of the Old Testament brazen altar. Dr. Parsley has been impressed by the Holy Spirit to prepare a unique thank you gift for those who will sow an uncommon seed of $1,000 or more. Created by some of the world's greatest woodcrafters, this handcrafted red oak prayer altar will be the focal point of your home or office. Inspired by Dr. Parsley's personal altar, you'll find the heirloom quality craftsmanship is exceptional. As always, it's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice that's the key to your resurrection miracle. Hundreds of thousands have experienced the supernatural power of a seed and witnessed miracles of salvation, healing, financial breakthrough, and more. Please call, write, or log on to sow your resurrection seed before Sunday, April 4th.
Well, I just have a moment to remind you to connect with me online with your prayer requests. This is the season for miracles, and Joni and I and tens of thousands worldwide will agree with you in prayer. You can also call that prayer line 24 hours a day, or just rush your letter to me in the mail on the address right there on your screen. I'll see you next time.